USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Less than a day after a black man was killed by an Atlanta officer in a struggle following a field sobriety test, the city's police chief has resigned. The event was caught on video.
Oh!
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms accepted Erica Shields' resignation.
Chief Shields has offered to immediately step aside as police chief so that the city may move forward with urgency in rebuilding the trust so desperately needed throughout our community.
According to officials, police had been called to a Wendy's restaurant complaint that a man was sleeping in a car blocking the drive-through lane as customers were waiting in line. The victim was identified as 27-year-old Rashad Brooks. They say the struggle was over a police taser. The mayor also wants one of the officers fired. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The NFL is naming Juneteenth as an official holiday. In USA's John Hunt has details.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said Juneteenth will be recognized as a league holiday and ordered the closing of the league office. In the memo, Goodell said he wants staff to use June 19th as a day to reflect on our past, but more importantly, consider how each one of us can continue to show up and band together and work toward a better future. Juneteenth celebrated the official end of slavery in the U.S. after the Civil War ended in 1865, despite the freedom of the slaves via the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Goodell said the historic event weighs even more heavily today in the current climate. Other companies like Twitter, Square, and Nike also announced plans this week to make Juneteenth a new holiday.
President Trump says he will cancel his rally on June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to honor Juneteenth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of President Trump's former national security advisors is ripping him in his new memoir. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal.
There was a warning from the president of the American Medical Association concerning a surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. USA's John Clements reports.
President Dr. Susan Bailey of the AMA believes the increase in COVID-19 cases in some states can be attributed to the easing of lockdown restrictions.
We want everyone to understand that reopening doesn't mean that everything is back to normal again.
The practicing allergist from Fort Worth, Texas, says the simple steps of wearing a face mask, social distancing, and frequently washing your hands is your best defense.
We know that this works, and we can't give up now. This is the only way to prevent a second wave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.